So, recognize this one?
I like to be in America, walking by me in America, everything free in America, forest for me in America.
That's Leonard Bernstein's tune, America, and please don't get me wrong, I like West Side Story. But does it have to keep running through my mind for hours at a time after I hear it? James Galaris, a professor at the University of Cincinnati, is trying to figure out why some songs get stuck in your head. He told me why America is one of the stickiest songs out there.
I think it's the incongruity in the meter. It's organized 3 + 3 + 2 + 2 + 2, and that irregular pattern, I think, incites a kind of cognitive itch in our brains.
So it's really kind of a compliment to the song that it gets stuck there because it's out of the ordinary?
Yes, it's a wonderful song. It's catchy. Of course, catchy can be good or bad.
Are there other songs that you've come across that are like America, that that kind of share that same property of being out of the ordinary?
Brubeck's Take Five would be in the same category with an irregular meter. Incongruity is not the only attribute of songs that make them likely to get stuck in listeners' heads. There are other attributes as well, such as simplicity or repetition within the musical stimulus. So, for example, children's tunes are particularly prone to getting stuck in listeners' heads.
In fact, I have one that I think may fit that category. Listen to this. You, a moment ago, referred to this whole phenomenon of tunes getting stuck in our heads as a cognitive itch. Can you explain to me what you mean by that?
Yes, just as certain biochemical agents, such as histamines, have physical properties that can cause an itch on our skin, certain pieces of music seem to have auditory properties that excite an itching kind of reaction in the brain. And of course, an itching sensation on the skin motivates scratching to alleviate the discomfort, and this only exacerbates the sensation, causing that familiar cycle of repeated itching and scratching. Well, by analogy, it seems that the only way to scratch a cognitive itch is to repeat the offending tune in our minds.
Obviously, the problem we all have with getting a tune stuck in our heads is that you can't seem to get it out. Or the only thing I've ever found effective is to find something that is just as repetitive but more pleasing. You can substitute one for another and at least feel less bad about it, I guess.
Many people try these replacement strategies or distraction strategies. Still others use folkloric strategies to try to get rid of a stuck tune.
And what's that, for instance?
For example, some people chew on cinnamon sticks and swear that that will make a stuck tune go away.
And you mentioned there are other folkloric remedies. What, for instance?
Some people play a game called tune cooties. They try to give the stuck tune to someone else and say, tag, you're it.
It's kind of a mean thing to do, don't you think?
It is, yes. Friends don't tag friends with tune cooties.
When you say that one way to deal with this cognitive itch is to hand it off to a friend, what do you do? Well, not to a friend, to an enemy maybe. What do you do? Walk up to somebody you don't like and start whistling the Mission Impossible theme?
Sometimes it works like that. Sometimes people will say, hey, have you ever had a tune caught in your head? And if the person doesn't run away screaming with their hands covering their ears, then the next line would be, I have the Mission Impossible tune caught in my head, and tag, you're it.
The danger would be, though, I think that you'd go up to somebody and say, have you ever had a tune stuck in their head? And they immediately give you the one that's in their head.
I hate to admit it, but my secretary Rhinestone cowboyed me the other day in anticipation of being tagged.
Now, you have talked to a lot of people about this whole business. What's the longest time you've found anyone to get a song stuck in their head?
Well, one hapless respondent said that he had a jingle from a video game stuck in his head since 1986. But that was clearly the exception. The duration of the episodes of Stuck Tunes ranged from under an hour to as much as a week or more.
There is another one that I think has stuck in a lot of people's heads over the years. Maybe we could play that now.
I'm braced for it.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is the wizard of a whiz, if ever a whiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a whiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
I think I'm beginning to catch on. There is a kind of simplicity there, isn't there?
A simplicity, a repeating motif, a driving rhythm, that's a formula for disaster right there.
The only thing that I would think that would be of concern to you is that this could be dangerous to your health. Have you, in studying subjects, found yourself walking away with both It's a Small World and the Mission Impossible theme competing with each other in your head for attention?
Well, yes, it certainly was a occupational hazard. But I think I've become habituated to it. I do have some Charles Ives moments when there are multiple tunes clashing inside my head, but for the most part, I've become habituated to it, and it's not a problem.
You don't have one that's stuck in your head now?
I'm afraid to answer that question for fear of evoking the evil spirit of that tune. Well, yes, I've been working with Byzantine chant lately, so I have Byzantine chants floating around in my head constantly.
James Galaris teaches at the University of Cincinnati. He's still working on Stuck Song Syndrome.